Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Frank sent me a note about restaurants and tipping, and this is one of those things I'm kind of fascinated at the whole concept, because how it got to where it is today is probably a long and convoluted story. But as you probably know, you go to a restaurant, you sit down, you order food, the bill comes, and then you tip the server. And we've talked about this before. And sometimes servers make good tips, sometimes they don't. They have good nights, they've got bad nights. And the question is, how much should you tip your server? And quite frankly, why is it on the customer to be paying the server when the server works for the restaurant? I don't actually know the history of it. I'm curious, because I have to imagine that a long, long time ago, there had to be a time where the server got all of their pay from the house, I would have thought, and then somewhere along the line it evolved where the tip comes in there. And next thing you know, they're saying, well, since you make so much in tips, we can pay you less. And I'm not here to debate that, but I am going to point out that this story popped up several times in the news. Frank sent it to me from WLUC in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, of all places, but it's being popped up elsewhere, the story has. Restaurant adding labor fee to customers' bills to combat rising costs. Clint McLeod and Jordan Gartner wrote this for the TV station up there. The restaurant in Michigan is adding additional fees to the customer checks to help with the rising cost of doing business, and the fee is called a labor fee. Patrons at the restaurant in the Marquette area will see a 4% labor fee on their next check. The restaurant is calling it a transparency fee. Of course, making the fee transparent doesn't make it a transparency fee, but call it what you want. The general manager and owner said the fee will help the restaurant combat rising costs. The entire 4% is going to labor fees. The goal is to increase our wages, partially to get ahead of what will happen, which is eliminating a tipped wage. According to the owner, he wants to ensure tipped employees receive a livable wage, as many new servers start at only $5 an hour, lower than the standard $10.33 minimum wage in this state. And of course, you can do that with tipped employees, perfectly legal. Now, if he wants to, he can pay them all $12 an hour right now, if he wants to. The question is, could he afford to do that? And apparently not. So he said, our goal is to always give someone a dollar raise if they stayed for a year. And once they're here for a year and a half or 2 years, we try and bump that significantly as a thanks for staying so long. The general manager said labor costs made up 55% of his budget back in March, which is high. He said the labor costs are only going to increase as more staff members are added for the summer. And as you can imagine, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, it can still seem like winter up there, long after spring is broken in the Lower Peninsula. So staffing will dramatically increase from about 35 staff to 55 for summer operations. He said questions and concerns about the new fee began pouring in after a community member posted to a social media about the new fee over the weekend. Among the most common questions is, why didn't the restaurant just increase its menu prices? Now, that's an interesting question, but he explains there's a very good reason to not do it that way. According to him, it came down to trying to save customers money. There are a couple of issues with just raising the menu price. If you are tipping based on percentages, that percentage becomes higher because we put more money on the menu. He also said the other piece is tax. We all pay the 6% state tax when you go to a restaurant, so if I increase the menu for that purpose, you're going to get taxed on that. So it's interesting. He said, a fee like this is not uncommon in restaurants, but it may be new for customers in the area. New signs explaining the fee and what it'll be used for have been placed around the restaurant. He said, the average bill will see an increase of about a dollar or maybe less. I realize this is new and different than what a lot of people are doing. Change is hard and it may be challenging for a lot of people. He said staff has appreciated the change so far, while reviews from customers have remained mixed. And there's always going to be some customers who just think, hey, look, anytime prices go up, it's bad. And, you know, people vote with their feet. So, you know, if they don't show up, he may have to go back the way he's doing it before. If they do show up, great. But, you know, it gets back to that whole thing about who should be paying the wait staff. And I've mentioned before that in some restaurants, the tip goes to the server, who has to split it with a bunch of other people. And I will admit that I was naive for the longest time and didn't know that that happened. And I think that ought to be disclosed. I really think they should put that on the menu somewhere and say, by the way, tips to the server will be shared with, and then explain who else it goes to. Because I've been in a situation before, and I've heard of situations, where horrible service by the server resulted in a bad tip. Well, did the other people perform badly on that bill? And vice versa, what if the server went above and beyond, but the other people were loafing? I mean, I don't know. I've never worked in a restaurant, but that's got to happen. So this is an interesting way of doing it. 4% on the bill won't be that big of an increase, but it is an unusual way of doing it, as noted by the fact this has popped up in the news over and over again. I ate recently, about 2 weekends ago, at a restaurant. I was with a group of like 7 or 8 people. And the menu said right on it, groups of, I think it was 8 or more, will be charged this rate for, you know, service to guarantee, in essence, that the server gets paid for waiting on a table that large. And the people I was with, one of them paid the bill. And I didn't catch what happened because I wasn't paying the bill. But when the person paid the bill and we got up to walk out, the waitress comes running out. And I thought she was going to say, like, hey, you forgot your credit card or you didn't sign this, you did your math wrong or something. And the waitress came running out and stopped the woman and said, can I speak to you? And pulled her back inside. And the rest of us were outside going, what's going on here? Was her card declined? I'm like reaching for my wallet, you know? And she came back out and she goes, the waitress was crying, thanking her for giving her a generous tip, and said specifically that the table that we sat at, when we were coming in, another big group was going out. And it was one person under the number with the required tip. So it was 8 required, it was 7. She goes, they didn't leave a tip. Nothing. 0. And the woman goes, I want to thank you for leaving a tip, because not everyone does. So I understand. It's a tough business. It's a tough business for everybody. The restaurants are trying to make a living. The wait staff is trying to make a living. And so everyone's got to get paid. And I'll let you know right now, I'm a good tipper. I like to tip big because I know how rough it is. And if I go someplace and they know I'm a big tipper, they treat me really well. And there's places I go and like, oh, hey, Steve's here. Come on, sit down. So that works. But this is an interesting thing. As long as it's disclosed, they got no problem with it. But the question is, will people do this, or will they kind of stay away because they don't like the concept? So restaurant adding labor fee to customers' bills to combat rising costs is 4%. The guy says, look, I could have raised prices, but then you get taxed on the raised price. Why give the money to Lansing when we can just lower a little bit and give it to staff? So there you go, Frank. Thanks for sending from WLUC TV up there in Marquette. I got to make a quick note. Over here is a bumper sticker that says pizza is not a crime. I've had several people ask me about that. And I did a series of videos about some people built a pizza oven in Ohio. And one of their neighbors came after them complaining about the pizza oven and wound up in court. And the pizza oven owner won. They won their case. And after they won their case, I was contacted by them. In fact, I was contacted by them during the pendency of their case. And that happens quite a bit, by the way. I will get contacted by somebody who says, Steve, you just did a story about my case, whether it's one of the parties or the attorneys. Last week, I was contacted by an attorney about a big case I did a video on. I just can't talk about it yet, but I will when the case resolves. And I might mention, by the way, I spoke to the attorney for this one party. So after that case resolved, they sent me a note and said, Steve, thank you so much for talking about our case. We won the case, but it's always good to know there's people out there who support us. That's something we're grateful for. She goes, I'm enclosing a couple bumper stickers, pizza is not a crime, which are self-explanatory. And so I put one up on the set right there. If you Google it, you'll discover that it was a saying. It has something to do with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And there's also a sub-blog on Boing Boing about crimes involving pizzas entitled Pizza is Not a Crime. But the meaning is the pizza oven people in Ohio won their case. And they could have written smoke from a distant pizza oven is not a crime, it doesn't get in your eyes, or something like that. But it wouldn't be as funny, be too obscure and too long to fit on a bumper sticker. So as they often do, they condensed it down to pizza is not a crime. As with everything on the set, it might not be up forever. License plates rotate through fairly quickly. The cars rotate through occasionally. Other junk comes and goes. So I might one of these days put a KROQ bumper sticker over it. Who knows? But as of right now, for those who have asked, it is directly from the pizza oven in Ohio. And of course, some people are going, pizza oven, pizza oven. Can we get one of those by simply crossing out something on a form and getting that? We can't get an incubator. I shouldn't tell you what TV show that's from, but some people will get it. It's from MASH, first season. Anyway, that's the explanation. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Never let fear decide your fate.